I've been following the stuff that's been going on in Virginia Tech, trying to figure, I guess just trying to figure things out. I don't know. I've thought a lot about madness and violence in my own poems. I don't know, but I thought of this poem. It's a trilogy. There are three prose poems. The first one is it's about a man who loses his mind. The second is in the voice of his dead mother, and the third is an address to the man himself. His name is Boulevard. Thank you all for coming. The Boulevard Trilogy. One, how Boulevard lost his mind. Boulevard was tired of all the slow birds in his brain, the awkward leaden ones with lazy plumage and ponderous toes. They were rude, painful, and fat. They had little eyes. Their sloppy tongues lapped him up in a noxious drool. So one day he swatted one to the corner and replaced it with a quick and lovely swallow. How it flit and soared and seemed to be many places at one time. The swallow danced and dove with its mouth open, taking into its little belly whole throatfuls of his mind's sky. It lived on the swaths of heaven, left blank by the torpid bird which Boulevard thought he had rid himself of. They say the sky will double at least once during a man's lifetime, and so it did in Boulevard's head. But turgid birds came three by three and then some to fling themselves about. So we swatted them away too. To fill the aching gapes of heaven, he invited another swallow, then two, then three, their flashy undersides a dazzle and distraction, then nuthatch, then murder birds, then uncountable dozens more. This is how he thought he'd save himself, but soon enough his whole brain had become a madness of wings. A squeaky starling racket, grackles darkening him to a translucent blue, pigeons fucking on the rooftops, maimed gray swans, and those first swift birds still slamming themselves against cranial walls until his skull filled up. And this is how Boulevard lay down his head, all heavy with pretty corpses and the dread. Two, the ghost of Boulevard's mother, Trick. In the kitchen, which is no longer my kitchen, I select the blade, choose the fruit, hear the chopping board clap against the counter. I want the after sting of shrimp paste, ginger, salt. I slice a ripe bitter melon lengthwise to scoop the seeds. I cut the middle bit and feel the dull push of the knife against my skin and see the nick fill with pink and swell. I'll catch a glimpse of me, a wince against the fading light and the trick of the eye, a figment of fish and steam. The woman who cooks here now, who lies in my husband's bed, she says my name at night. She's half awake, shuddering like a feverish child, except the heat in her forehead and hands, the burn between her legs is me. I enter her the way night floods an empty jug. Sometimes I find myself in her wrists as she brushes her hair from her eyes. I feel her breasts weighing heavily to one side or another. I can almost get up and walk, almost leave my husband breathing deeply, twitching. I can nearly find my way to the kitchen blind. I am in her throat and on her tongue. I ride the breaths that pass between her lips. So when she says my name, I am almost speaking again. Three, to Boulevard. Waking. Yes, it troubles me. The way morning comes on, giving up its bright belly, how the shadow's edges cut the streets into a dagger's angles. It's not midnight or the heat of high noon that I have come to love. It's the 9 minutes that aren't night, aren't dawn, after an evening of little sleep, when I dream of beating senseless a stranger who will not drop until I take a crowbar or axe to his shoulder, and still he won't stay down. It's in a place I keep calling home, but I don't even know where to find the closest door. And there's always a woman who comes along, She's resurrected from the dead. She smells of gardenia, which reminds me of a Spanish name, and the woman, she is always coming back to life like this, reanimated from seaweed and brush, sugarcane and stone. One time, I remember she had a limp and a long scar down her left arm. She was singing, no words really, and no melody. It was a falsetto she hummed to me as a child, a glissando lost in heat and glass. It's the morning when I think I got nothing to keep me, no memory of anguish, no harm to my teeth or hazard to my knees, alive. And I'm wrong. I have 9 minutes, and I have the stranger. I have the strange song.